Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The Rémy Fraisse case is now closed. The examining magistrates of Toulouse ruled tonight that the case be dismissed in favor of the policeman involved in the death of the young student in Sivens in 2014. The family of the young man will appeal this decision. Xavier Dupont de Ligonnès cannot be found. This family father of Nantes is suspected of murdering his wife and four children in 2011 before vanishing. This morning, 7 years after the events, a judicial police operation was conducted in a monastery of Roquebrune-sur-Argent in the Var. About 20 investigators were dispatched on site. As it turns out, one of the monastery's monks looked very much like the fugitive. The retail group Leclerc admits to having sold batches of infant milk contaminated with salmonella despite the recall of products by the Lactalis group. Nearly 1,000 products were sold to customers. The distributor assures that they have all been contacted and has announced the launch of an audit. A toll-free number has been opened. It is the 01705351 20. PSA is betting on the collective mutually agreed termination of contracts, this new tool allowed by the labor law orders. The car manufacturer announces today the suppression of 1,300 positions on a voluntary basis and mostly end-of-career arrangements. At the same time, the group has committed to recruiting just as many permanent contracts. Emmanuel Macron will not return from China empty-handed. The president has signed a series of agreements, including the creation of a nuclear waste treatment plant for Areva, worth 10 billion euros, and the creation of a Pompidou Center in Shanghai, which will be a replica of the Paris Museum of Contemporary Art. And there is soccer tonight, and a Riviera Derby for the quarterfinals of the League Cup. Nice receives Monaco at 9 o'clock. It will be the first official match in France with video refereeing, as it will be the case for the three other games of these quarterfinals, which will be played tomorrow. And tomorrow is the beginning of the winter sales. You will see 20 to 50% discounts in many shops. This tradition is running out of steam with the proliferation of private sales, Black Fridays, and so on. It may be the last time we can take advantage of the sales in its current form. The government is thinking about shortening this tradition. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.